Good morning. So the reading is from Psalm 139, verse 1 to 6, found in page 628 in our Pew Bibles. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
So over our Together at Ten Services over this year, we've already begun thinking about different characteristics of God. We began thinking about qualities of God, one of them being his unchanging character, that God is a God who does not change, never changes at all. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. And then last time we thought about God being an omnipotent God. And omnipotence means all powerful. God is completely in charge, powerful, completely. He can do anything he chooses to do. So we've got another big word we're going to think about today, which I'll explain a bit later. But this week we're thinking about God being the omniscient God. God being omniscient, which basically means all knowing. He knows everything about everything. Now, before we think about that, I want to ask a question, and I wonder, any of the young people here today, we haven't got a great amount, actually no, we've got lots of young people, what am I saying? But what I was going to ask is, what do you want to be when you grow up? What would you like to be when you grow up? Go on, just speaking to that.
A wedding DJ.
A wedding DJ? That's very specific. I don't think anyone would have guessed that. But now you've said it, I think we can all think, yeah, I can imagine you doing that. And Scarlett, what do you want to be when you're a big girl?
An astronaut.
An astronaut, that's incredible. Wonderful. And there's all sorts of things that all of us might still want to be through the rest of our lives. Do you know, astronauts, I've got this written down here, I said astronauts know lots about space, Scarlett, don't they? They know lots about the stars, they know lots about science and things and about space. Sometimes people want to be doctors as they grow up, and doctors know lots about the human body. If you want to be a gardener, you'll need to know lots about plants. There's so much to know in life. And you can go to school to learn about lots of things, and as you get older, you can focus that learning on specific subjects like how to be a wedding DJ. I'm sure there's a course somewhere that will do that. You can learn lots of many interesting facts. But you know, no matter how old you get or how much you study or how smart you are, you can never know everything about everything. There are always more things to discover. We never stop learning, however old we are. But you know, God is different. God knows everything about everything. He is omniscient. Omni means all, and scient means knowledge or knowing. He's all knowing. He has all knowledge. Do you know, God never needs to go to school. There is nothing that God needs to be taught. There's nothing that we tell God that he doesn't already know. There's nothing that God needs to discover. God knows everything about the past, about the present, and even the future. Now I wonder, does anyone know what I've got in my bag?
Chocolate.
Who knows what I've got? That's not just... I'm electrophobe, so I wouldn't put a chicken. So I can't get on with it. Okay, I've got it. I've got it. Ow! Sorry. Anyone want to guess what I've got in my bag? I've got him now. Anyone know what I've got? What do you think I've got? It's alive. Yeah? A mouse trap. It's close. It's close. It's not a mouse trap. I've actually got a rat. Are you ready? He was actually closer than the mousetrap. At best, you could only guess what was in my bag. You didn't know what was in my bag, but I have got a little... It's not a stuffed rat. It is a stuffed rat, but not a real stuffed rat. It's a soft toy rat. It's a toy rat. And I remember when my son put this on a fishing rod and dangled it in front of my window, out of his window upstairs. I literally leapt out of my skin. You don't want that. No. Not many people do, but that's my little pet rat. I'm going to put him over there. You see, we get surprised at things, don't we? We get surprised. Things can make us jump because we don't know the future. We don't know what's around the corner. We don't know what's going to happen. But if I had told you, look, don't worry, I've got a soft toy rat in there. And I'm going to pretend to make it look like it's alive. If I told you that, you wouldn't have been surprised.
No.
Yeah, because you'd have known what's going to happen. And because God knows the future, it means that he can never be surprised about anything. Nothing is unexpected to God because God knows what will happen. That's incredible, isn't it? And because God knows everything about the past, the present, and even the future, it means that God knows everything, absolutely everything about you. He knows who you are, he knows what you do, and he knows what you need today, tomorrow, and every day of your life. We'll think about those, each of those in turn briefly. Firstly, God knows who you are. Now, in a few weeks' time, 6th of May, King Charles III is going to be crowned King of Great Britain. Now, do you think King Charles knows your name? No. It's possible, but he probably doesn't know the name of anyone here today. But you know, God, who is God of the entire world, knows your name. He knows not only your name, he knows your birthday. He knows your name, Scarlett, that's right. He knows your favourite ice cream. He knows all about you. And that, yes, Scarlett. You like sprinkles and ice cream, and you know God knows you like sprinkles and ice cream as well. I didn't know that, but God does. And in our reading from Psalm 131, it says, Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. God really knows you. Do you know, he even knows our thoughts, we're told in verse 2. Now, no one knows what I'm thinking at the moment, okay? You don't, no. No one knows what I'm thinking. You're going to guess what I'm thinking. Go on then. No, not strawberries. I'm secretly thinking about the disappointment of Newcastle losing 3-0 yesterday to Aston Villa. Still haven't got over it. So God even knows what we're thinking. But it also says, the next verse, you perceive my... Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. Oh, isn't that incredible? Before we say anything, God knows the next word we're going to say. You don't know the next word I'm going to say, do you? Don't have a guess about the next word that's on my lips. Food? No. I was going to say nincompoop. Just because it's a great word, isn't it? What a great word. But you wouldn't have guessed that, but God knew that was what's going to come out of my mouth. Do you know, Matthew's gospel tells us that God even knows how many hairs are on my head and your head. Isn't that incredible? He's got to be adjusting it all the time, because every time we do this, another hair falls out, doesn't it? Or another one grows or something. But God knows all these details, the Bible says. God knows who you and me are in all our unique detail. Isn't that wonderful? So God being omniscient, all knowing, means he knows who you are. But secondly, it means that God knows what you do. Psalm 139 tells us that God is familiar with all our ways. God is familiar with all our ways. You know, God knows when you share some crisps with somebody else. He knows when you sneak a biscuit in before dinner when your mum says you shouldn't have one. God knows everything we do. And that means that we can never ever hide anything from God. He knows the bad things we do, what the Bible calls sin, and he knows the good things we do too. You know, God doesn't like it when we sin. He wants us to tell him our sins so that he can forgive us. But you know what? God loves you even when you sin. That's why he sent Jesus to die for your sins even before you were born. Because God knew already that you would need his forgiveness. God knows everything we do, even our sin, but he loves us still the same. Wonderful, glorious knowledge that God has. So God knows who you are, God knows what you do, and thirdly and finally, God knows what you need. You see, because God knows everything about us, past, present and future, it means God always knows what we will need. God knows when you scrape your knee. He knows when your money is tight. He knows when you are scared or worried. He knows if you're nervous before an exam at school or maybe a musical exam. He knows when you feel alone in the playground and need a friend. And because God knows all about you, he always knows what you need at every point of your life, throughout the whole of your life. And because God cares for you, he wants you to trust him and to ask him to help you. It's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, he said, "So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows." He knows that you need them. You see, you are deeply and completely known by God. And it's God's complete knowledge that means we can trust every promise that God makes to us. Because he knows he will be faithful to his promises. And knowing that should give us great joy and great peace throughout the whole of our lives. Nick Tucker, in his brilliant book, 12 Things God Can't Do. Well, we often sing this song, don't we? My God is so big, so strong, so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. There are things God can't do. We spoke about one earlier. God can't be surprised. Yeah? Now you tend to think, God can't do something. That means he's limited. That means he's less than he should be. No, actually, all the things that God can't do make him greater. The fact that God can't be surprised makes him greater, doesn't it? And in his book, Nick Tucker's a chapter on what it means for God not to be surprised. But he says this towards the end. He says, "Imagine going to the cinema with a friend. And partway through, the heroine of the film looks certain to die. And inside, you're in knots. But your friend leans over and says, 'Don't worry, she makes it in the end.' If they haven't seen the film, such an assurance is meaningless. But if they have seen the film, then you're more likely to find their words comforting." And Nick goes on to say, "When God says to you," and he says this in Hebrews 13, "'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. That's not a prediction. He's seen the film. He knows the end of the story. It isn't merely that he is committed to you in the present and looking forward, can't see how that might change. He knows that it won't. He knows the whole story of your life and the whole story of the world. And so, never will I leave you is a statement of fact. God is omniscient. He knows everything about everything, not least every detail of your life, even your future. God's omniscience is a glorious, glorious truth that we should treasure every single day. Because God knows you. He knows everything about you. Everything about everything. In its fullest sense. Such is the glory of our God. Amen.